Hello, it's Rob.
Hey, good morning. Hello. Is this Robert Wells?
Yes.
Hey, Rob, this is John with Local Splash.
Hey, John.
Hi. I was following up with you. I received your text message yesterday, I believe it was, or today.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, it's today. So I actually tried to process it right now, like when I got the request for a cancellation. And I sent it over, and then they sent me a message back, our customer service department, and they declined the refund that I requested for you. So I asked them what was going on, like why didn't they just push it back through? I guess they'd started working on your account already. Like they sent your Google PIN verification letter out and requested the purchase of a domain name and your Facebook ads. So those all actually cost money, so they kind of delegated it out. So they weren't able to reverse the $249 or the $299, I'm sorry, for the month.
Yeah, I just got a little skeptical because of the nobody calls Friday between 5 and 6 for the
Oh no, they did. Yeah. They did. I actually have the call notes here. So every time they called, I noticed we were getting text messages from you.
Yeah,
I got this message. Hey, buddy, are we still on for tonight? And that went through to customer service, Catherine Ardlow. So I see here in the notes, it says called client 3 times, reached voicemail 3 times, and voicemail is full. So unable to leave message as inboxes. Oh, it says not set up fully or full. It says called client as well using a separate campaign, manual campaign via a work cell phone, and then weren't able to get a hold of you. So they rescheduled your client interview for today, and it was rescheduled because it was Friday that Thursday first, and then Friday they tried to follow up again, and they rescheduled it for today at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, so something's going on with this phone number. I don't know if your phone was dead at that time. So let me get the timestamps on these calls though from Catherine. So I have 6-1. She called you. This one's saying 5:15. So it was 15 minutes after 5 o'clock. That's Eastern Standard Time. There's a 5:33 and a 5:48. All Eastern Standard Time. That was on 6-1.
I was literally waiting right by my phone, so that's weird.
Yeah, so the messages that we got from you, this is where I was confused. I'm like, is this guy on Central Time? Because we have you as Eastern Time, but then the messages that we were getting from you were coming through at 6:10 Eastern Standard, 6:46. You know, I noticed it looks like you were getting something. Like it said, okay, thanks, but you responded at 6:46 on that one.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was very weird. And then on 6:02, we got a message from you. Anytime this morning, ? And then they responded and you put okay. And then it looks like she made another attempt to call you on Friday, and that one's showing 5:32 Eastern Standard Time. And then she did again 5:33, 5:34, and then she rescheduled it for today at 5 o'clock. So it looks like the past 2 business days, Thursday and Friday, and then obviously she's going to try again today, they've been trying to reach out to you. So I don't know if it's... Is this the best phone number to reach you, the 717? I mean, I called you and it went through right away, the first call.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, go ahead and we'll try it again. And then, like I said, if we'll try it one more time tonight. And then if not, then we'll just have to, go from there. All right?
No, it's going to work. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to dash her and I'm going to have her message me before the call. And then I'm going to call you first. So it'll come through on my business line. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you're not recognizing the number that she's calling from. So I'm going to call you first, and then I'll transfer you over, and then you guys can take it from there, okay?
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right. I'm looking forward to working with you. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.